Why heartbreak hurts so much and how healing begins. Heartbreak doesn't just live in the mind, it lives in the body. You feel it in your chest, in your breath, in the way your energy drops away, and everything feels heavier than it used to. Life keeps moving, but something inside you has paused. Whether it came through a breakup, the end of a relationship, a divorce, or being kept apart from someone you love. The impact can feel quietly devastating. Heartbreak changes the way you move through the world. And yet, what if it isn't only something to endure? What if it's also a doorway, an initiation? Many of us were never shown how to be with this kind of pain. We learn to keep going, to stay busy, to push through. But heartbreak isn't something you think your way out of. It settles into the body. It lingers in the nervous system and it waits to be met. When I work with people one-on-one, I often meet hearts that have been carrying pain far longer than they expected. They think they're stuck. They think they're doing it wrong. But because there's more underneath that hasn't had space yet, grief that was never fully felt, old guilt or shame ready to loosen, patterns that have been quietly repeating, and beneath it all, a simple longing to be seen, to be held, to be understood. And when those layers are met gently, without force, without fixing, something begins to shift. People tell me they feel more like themselves again, only clearer, more grounded, less burdened. Healing doesn't mean forgetting. It doesn't mean hardening or closing your heart. It means letting the weight move. Letting the body release what it's been holding. In a session, we don't analyze the story. We listen to what the body is ready to let go of. Sometimes there are tears. Sometimes the breath deepens. Sometimes there's a long exhale and it feels like coming home. Relief arrives quietly and it stays. If you're still hurting, even if time has passed, even if you think you should be over it by now, there's nothing wrong with you. It simply means you're ready for a different kind of support. You don't have to carry this alone, and you don't have to keep holding it together. It's possible to release what no longer needs to live in your body. It's possible to feel peaceful again. It's possible to rise without forcing yourself to be strong, and I would be honored to walk beside you when you're ready.